The existence of a flawless order in the universe is an undeniable fact. Each of the 300 million or so galaxies contains some 300 million stars, and each is in perfect equilibrium. God created this order, and He maintains it every moment. God created the world we live on with the most suitable conditions for life. The distance of the Earth from the Sun, the level of oxygen in the atmosphere, the strength of the force of gravity, and hundreds of other sensitive balances essential for living things were regulated and arranged by God. He reveals this truth in a verse of the Quran. He makes night merge into day, and day merge into night. And He has made the sun and moon subservient, each one running until a specified time. That is God, your Lord. The kingdom is His. Those you call on besides Him have no power over even the smallest speck. Everything on the face of the earth stands in need of God. Someone you regard as very important or possessed of great power, whom you magnify in your eyes, actually possesses not the slightest power of his own. That being the case, fearing or respecting a human being in the way one should fear God, or loving another human being in the way one should love God, constitutes the terrible sin of ascribing partners to him. Some people set up equals to God, loving them as they should love God. But those who believe have greater love for God. But those who believe have greater love for God. If only you could see those who do wrong at the time when they see the punishment, and that truly all strength belongs to God, and that God is severe in punishment. A person who grasps this truth understands that no entity apart from God needs to be feared. He knows that there is nobody worthy of being feared, needed, or submitted to apart from God. He will try to earn the good pleasure of God. God is very close to all human beings and encompasses all. He is with you as you watch this film. He sees you and knows what you are thinking. It is revealed in the Quran that nothing can be hidden from Him. You do not engage in any matter or recite any of the Quran or do any action without our witnessing you while you are occupied with it. Not even the smallest speck eludes your Lord, either on earth or in heaven. Nor is there anything smaller than that, or larger, which is not in a clear book.